So we're heading into the tech radar scene, or tech impact rather. Let's see what's happening in the tech side of things. First of all, iOS 18 on all Apple devices, on all iPhone devices rolled out this week. Cool things that might be happening, but that's not already happening. First of all, you can get a VPN with iOS, which is cool. You know, now you no longer need to pay for a VPN. You actually get your own VPN on an iOS device. I think that's pretty cool. And also, Apple will start rolling out its own AI. As I mentioned, I have not seen this on my iOS device, and I've scanned through. Not a big change, not a very big change looking at the graphic user interface. Not a lot has changed, actually. To be totally honest, I don't even know that if I showed it to someone that don't own an iPhone, they will be able to notice that there's a difference, rather. But it's the exact same thing that Apple has always done. They do this type of thing, right? They do the update, and then no one just is not able to see the update. Any case, something that I would like to share to you this beautiful evening. I don't know where you are, but where I am now, it's currently freezing cold. So what I do when it's as cold as it's now, it's cold and it's wet. And do you remember in the Western Cape, this is not considered winter, but we still experience winter to a certain degree. What we do is you head into bed, right about this time of night, close to 7. You get into bed and you pull up your iPhone or your phone rather, not just an iPhone. You open up Instagram or Facebook and you scroll and scroll and scroll a bit more. And you like this and dislike that. And you love this and ignore that. You reply to a couple of WhatsApps and a couple of minutes later, you've noticed that you've been scrolling for 3 hours, not only the couple of minutes that you intended. Now, how do you stop that? There's two ways to stop it. And I'm only speaking from an iOS device perspective. I wouldn't know how Android does it, but I know that Android, they know there is a thing. On Apple, you can actually censor it to allow you to do social media for 15 minutes a day. And then when you go and say you only want to use social media for 15 minutes a day, it only allows you to use social media for 15 minutes a day. That is so much different than what it is usually like, right? So 15 minutes goes by very, very fast, and I need you to understand that. But then you use Apple or the social media for 15 minutes, and it's all social medias except for IM. So you can use your Messenger and you can use your WhatsApp and stuff like that at infinitum. But Facebook, Instagram, it literally closes the app and it grays it out. That's the first way to go about to not scrolling endlessly on your phone. Second way, go into your accessibility. Now, that's usually where you need to set something if you have some or other struggle reading the phone or hearing the phone, if you're visibly impaired, hearing impaired, whatever the case might be, right? You go in there, you go into the visual settings, and you apply what is called a color filter. Now, that's usually for people that struggle to see certain colors, except the way that we want to use it currently. Apply a color filter, set that color filter to gray scale, meaning that your phone will only show, well, the entire display of the phone will be black and white. It will be grayed out. You won't see any color. Now, this sounds stupid, and in the beginning, everybody complains that it hurts their eyes. Every single person I've showed this to says, but it hurts my eyes. That's usually because you're not used to it. Not usually, that is because you're not used to it. And the great thing is, you no longer want to spend time on your phone. The moment that the color is gone, you do not want to spend time on your phone. That's probably one of the most effective ways to get you away from your cell phone. Get away from a cell phone, open up a book, read a book, get into the theater of the mind. Don't watch anything on Netflix. Don't stream something from Disney or Prime or whatever the case might be. Read a book. Read your Bible. Listen to a book, because it's sort of the same thing, because there's no images and you need to form it in the theater of the mind. And just do something different than stare at this illuminated, intoxicating screen that is the screen of an iPhone.